USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires out west, including the Bootleg Fire in Oregon, are creating hazy skies in New York State as the massive plumes spew smoke and ash into the air up to 6 miles high. Michael Avenatti, the high-profile lawyer recently sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for a $25 million extortion case in New York, is in California Wednesday on charges he embezzled millions of dollars from his clients. Opening statements are scheduled in Santa Ana, California for Avenatti, who once represented porn actress Stormy Daniels. Avenatti is expected to represent himself in the case after U.S. District Court's Judge James Selna on Tuesday granted his request to do so. Brisbane, Australia was picked Wednesday to host the 2032 Olympics, the inevitable winner of a one-city bid. The Games will go back to Australia 32 years after the popular 2000 Sydney Olympics, Melbourne last hosted in 1956. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Medical bills are getting harder to pay. Tim Berg reports.
A new survey finds that more Americans struggle to pay their medical bills during the coronavirus pandemic. The reasons include being infected with COVID-19, losing income, or losing employer health insurance coverage. The survey conducted by the Commonwealth Fund shows that more than a third of insured adults and half of those without insurance said they had an issue paying a medical bill. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Tokyo could still cancel the Olympics. Dan Naraki reports.
The head of the Tokyo Olympics organizing committee says he hasn't ruled out canceling the games if a COVID outbreak gets bad enough. Toshiro Muto said Tuesday that if there were a spike in cases, he wouldn't rule out ending the games, which are set to begin on Friday. Since July 1st, there have been at least 67 confirmed cases of COVID among those accredited for the games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Democrats push a multi-trillion dollar infrastructure bill without any written words on paper, Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer on Fox News weighs in on the highly irregular procedure.
This is a perfect example of what's wrong with Congress. What's going to happen today is Senator Schumer is going to force the Senate to vote on a bill that hasn't even been written and give him the authority to proceed and draft a bill that no one knows what's going to be in it. And, you know, the American people are sick and tired of this. This is something that I've seen more and more over my 4.5 years in Congress. The leadership, the Democrat leadership, continues to go down this road. We've seen this before with Nancy Pelosi and the Obamacare bill that's been so devastating on our healthcare system. And now they're trying to do it with a so-called infrastructure bill that we all know is going to have things in there like amnesty and Green New Deal policies and probably some type of legislation to change the labor law. So it's bad policy, and it's just very disappointing to see Chuck Schumer do this.
The International Space Station is getting zestier thanks to a new NASA initiative to add a little more flavor to the astronauts' diets. NASA announced last week that astronauts aboard the International Space Station are growing red and green chili peppers for the very first time. A device called a science carrier, which has clay for roots to grow in and a specially formulated controlled release fertilizer, is how the seeds will grow. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.